And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking with our guest expert, Jeff Carmichael from Rias Home Energy Audit Inspection Companies. Rosie certified down in the Maricopa County area. We appreciate you joining us, driving up here and being a part of the show. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about what can a homeowner expect out of a home energy audit? I'm hit no less, and I don't want to exaggerate, I'm hit no less than 50 times a month with people saying, should I add more insulation?
Yeah.
And I say, or should I buy a new air conditioner? Or should I replace my windows? And the first question I ask them is, no, have you had an energy audit done?
Absolutely.
It's got to be the starting point. Talk about what happens at one of these home energy audits.
Well, the best way I like to describe doing the energy audit and the process and why it's important to do the energy audit is it's like going, if you hurt your leg and you go to WebMD and you try to diagnose your own, medical issue. That's the last thing any, certified doctor is going to tell you to do. We're going to tell you the same thing. The same approach is get the testing done. We use very sophisticated equipment to test your house. It starts by depressurizing to see how tight is your home sealed. What's the building envelope look like? There's only one way to do that, and with the tools that we use, we're able to pinpoint where your air loss is, whether that's in your duct system or on your windows or your weather stripping.
You're going to close every door and window.
Correct.
You're going to open one door.
Correct.
And install a blower door unit.
Correct.
Okay. And what are you going to do with that unit?
We're going to turn off your thermostat as well, and basically we're going to pull all the air out of your house. We're going to suck air from the inside, sending it outside.
Try create a vacuum inside your whole house.
Exactly. A vacuum is a really good analogy. So while your home is under that depressurization, it's interesting to walk around with the homeowner and get involved. We like homeowners to get involved. Feel your outlets. Feel your doors. Feel
the air. It can be discouraging.
It can be. But that's why we're there, right? That's why we're there. We need to uncover the truth of what's going on.
And this is a new industry on the grand scheme of things.
It is.
When I started and joined Dad 15, 16 years ago, our tactic was what the energy companies reported as your main loss areas. So they would say 50% of your heat loss was through your windows,
correct.
10% through your roof. I don't remember the numbers. It's been so long.
Yeah.
So we used to do that. We would just go off of what the utility reported were the usual suspects for your weakest link.
Right.
Well, now you can actually run a test, a building science test, and have concrete information that says, you know what? Actually, no. You got a huge gap in your ductwork, and you're blowing half your air-conditioned air into your dusty attic. That's why you've got the dust problems. That's why your energy bills are so high. Before, it was just a shot in the dark based on kind of some empirical evidence that was put together off of observation.
Right. Well, the way I taught Romy, and I know this term isn't thermodynamically correct. I always told Romy, look, cold seeks warm.
That's right.
On a hot day, walk around the outside of your house and pass your hand around your door weather stripping, across your door threshold, outside on all the electrical receptacles, around the windows. And we would just do a hand test to figure out where the cold was coming in. In the middle of the winter, reverse that. Go inside your house and see how many places you can feel the cold air infiltrating. But now with these pressure tests, we take away all those imprecise dimensions, and you're actually measuring the amount of air that's being sucked in the house.
That's right. Yeah.
And then we start addressing it.
Yep. Pinpointing it down to a science.
Okay. Now, once we get that, let's just talk about that dimension of the home energy audit. Many of the things that are causing the leaks in the house can be taken care of by the homeowner.
Exactly.
What do you see most often?
I would say the number one thing is weather stripping. And honestly, my company, we don't even do it anymore. Just simply because it's just so cheap and cost effective. We will, given the proper circumstance. But most handy homeowners can go to Home Depot, pick up the weather stripping, install it around their door, and call it a day. It's a significant difference. That's just one real easy one where we can after that testing process is done, now we've identified those areas and run your bead line of caulk here, run the weather stripping here. And those are just the little things that you can do on your own that will help you.
One of the reasons, in my experience, weather stripping on exterior doors is so critical is because if the door is hung in the spring,
yes,
and it's an all-wood door, and it hasn't been properly sealed on the top and bottom, most painters don't know that a door has six sides.
Yes.
They forget the top side and they forget the bottom side. The door swells when the summer monsoons come, and now the weather stripping's being torn off by the door fitting so tight. Every time you open it, another piece comes off, another piece comes off. Then in January, it's cold, the heat's on in the house, the door's shrunk back up, and you can throw a cat underneath underneath the weather stripping.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that's one of the big dilemmas we see all the time. So adjustable weather stripping can be a great asset for homeowners. When you're looking at the different products you're going to install, take a look at some of the ones that you can modify seasonally just a little bit. We're going to be back more with Jeff Carmichael from Rias. And again, $99 special plus a free air conditioning tune-up at what phone number?
At 480-969-7500.
For Phoenix area residents.
For Phoenix, yep. Or visit us on our website at reeis.com. Fill out an inquiry, and I will get back to you first thing Monday morning.